Support comes from Gemma, architects, planners, and designers seeking to bring joy to their clients and communities. Details at gemastl.com.
From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Thursday, January 9th. I'm Abby Larico. Missouri Department of Social Services Director Robert Nodell is leaving his post later this month to become city manager of Poplar Bluff. He says he enjoyed being the leader of the challenging agency.
I gravitated to the hard things and the things that, you know, you don't get a line of people out the door, you know, wanting to do.
Nodell speaks with St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum about his takeaways leading the agency that's tasked with protecting kids and providing assistance to low-income Missourians. That conversation is coming up after this news on The Gateway. Jocelyn Pugh Walker and Brent Mitchell will co-lead the Ferguson-Florissant School District as acting superintendents. School Board President Kevin Martin thanked both administrators for their leadership during last night's meeting.
We appreciate you stepping up in this time and certainly look forward to your leadership as we move forward.
This comes after the school board placed Superintendent Joe Davis on administrative leave pending an investigation into allegations of sexual harassment, discrimination, and retaliation. Two former high school principals sued the district last month, alleging Davis created a hostile work environment and retaliated against both for refusing to engage in explicit conversations about their personal lives. The school board said it plans to investigate. The head of the company that created ChatGPT is sharply denying accusations that he sexually assaulted his sister as a child when they lived in Clayton. Ann Altman, the younger sister of OpenAI founder Sam Altman, filed a civil suit in federal court in St. Louis on Monday. She claims Sam routinely raped and assaulted her from the time she was 3 years old until she was 8 or 9. She says he tricked her into believing the assaults were her idea, and the last one took place when he was a legal adult. In a post on X, Sam Altman and his family say Ann Altman struggles with mental illness. They say she has changed her story about the alleged assaults multiple times. The 2025 Missouri legislative session started Wednesday, beginning over 4 months of work. St. Louis Public Radio's Sarah Kellogg reports on the first day.
Members of the House elected John Patterson as the new speaker. In his speech to members, he outlined child care, investment in youth mental health services, and public safety as priorities. House Minority Leader Ashley Onney says she would love if Democrats and Republicans have similar objectives this session.
But I also would say that it's been my experience that we often agree on the problem and vehemently disagree on the solution.
One area Democrats and Republicans will disagree on is possible legislative action on abortion after the passage of Amendment 3 in November. Onney says she doesn't think there is any room for that conversation, and she's unsure Republicans will be on the same page about it. In Jefferson City, I'm Sarah Kellogg, St. Louis Public Radio.
Yesterday was also the first day of Illinois' new General Assembly. Lawmakers are getting ready there for the next 2 years. Alex Degman reports.
House Republicans again selected Toni Maccombi as their leader. She says the GOP's goals are simple.
Fostering economic growth, cutting unnecessary spending, and opposing any tax increases.
But she didn't get unanimous support from her side. Five Republicans held a protest swear-in at a different location. House Speaker Emanuel Chris Welch, who was re-elected to his post, had words for them.
Those whose goal is simply performative outrage and provocation will find that this House will not waste the people's time on those games.
The Senate was also sworn in. Democrat Don Harmon is Senate president again, and Republican John Curran was elected minority leader. I'm Alex Degman.
Bald eagles in the region are facing a new threat in recent years, lead poisoning. The birds have a higher risk of exposure because the bulk of their diet is made up of scavenged meat. Kira Klebe is the rehabilitation director at the World Bird Sanctuary in Valley Park.
A single lead bullet can fragment into over 500 pieces when it hits a deer or other target, and these get distributed up to 2 feet from the actual impact site throughout the body. So it's really easy for a bald eagle who's picking up a free meal to accidentally get a little piece.
Klebe says more than 70% of the bald eagles that come through the World Bird Sanctuary test positive for lead exposure. Klebe was a guest on St. Louis on the Air. Missouri Department of Social Services Director Robert Nodell is leaving state government next week to become city manager of Poplar Bluff. The Southeast Missouri native became well known in state political circles for leading the House Republican Campaign Committee. But in an in-depth conversation with St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum, Nodell detailed what drew him to lead the complex and challenging agency.
I gravitated to the hard things and the things that, you know, you don't get a line of people out the door, you know, wanting to do. They're hard jobs, and you're probably not always going to have the wins and the successes that you can have, you know, in other places. However, you know, the work needs to be done. And certainly it's been a blessing for me to be here. My favorite part of the entire experience has been, you know, the 6,000, almost right at 6,400 employees that we have here at the department all across the state.
These are like the most important jobs in state government. This is protecting kids. This is making sure Medicaid is provided to people who are eligible. It's making sure that temporary assistance for needy families gets sent to the right people, as well as a whole bunch of other programs. But you're in a post-COVID workforce where a lot of people probably left, and not just like high level people. I mean, like frontline workers.
You know, the first letter I sent to the governor when I got over here was, we have to get serious about addressing the pay and we need to do it now. You know, kind of the response was the emergency, you know, pay supplemental that we did, which had not been done before. We also had to really think outside the box as a department of how to recruit people. You know, bring people in the door, you know, more effectively. And then the retention side, you know, which is effective onboarding as well as, you know, making sure that people feel a sense of belonging here, you know, so that they'll stay, because these are hard jobs. And, you know, if they're, you know, if you're left to your own devices without mentorship, without effective training, things like that, you know, it's easy to give up.
We've spent a lot of time talking about pay for your employees, particularly in the children's division, and especially with child abuse investigators. Governor-elect Mike Kehoe says that he supports giving child abuse investigators an even larger raise than they've gotten in previous years. But finances for the state are going to get tighter. How realistic do you think it's going to be to make sure that people who are investigating serious allegations of abuse and neglect are properly compensated?
You know, I hope they're able to do that. You know, I know that, you know, resources may be a little bit more limited, you know, given the, you know, the general revenue environment with growth. But, you know, if you're not able to do large across the board increases, this may be the time to look at targeted, you know, increases for, you know, critical need positions, you know, that you can do some work, you know, in that space for quite a bit less, you know, of a price tag than the across the board work. So I think it's important to try to at least approach the market, you know, in these child welfare jobs, because, you know, we see, you know, what our neighboring states pay. We see what the private sector pays.
Which do you think will be a harder job, DSS director or Poplar Bluff city manager, given how municipal governance and politics can be the nastiest type of politics possible?
The city council in Poplar Bluff asked me if I thought there would be more headaches or fewer headaches. And I said, well, I'm sure it's the same number, but, you know, differences in severity and duration and things like that. But, you know, I only know one speed to work, and that's full speed. And, you know, I'm energized. This is not a retirement or a slowdown for me. This is the big chapter.
That was outgoing Missouri Department of Social Services Director Robert Nodell speaking with STLPR's Jason Rosenbaum. Our Fred Ehrlich edited that piece. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri St. Louis. Theme music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway.